feel like the reason why some artists are underrated is because they are envied the most, or they're a threat. There are some amazing, gifted people you'll never know about. You will never find out about them. Not because they're not gifted, but they're too much of a threat to the establishment. Let me make an example. One of the most underrated actor of all time in history. And if you look, I'll give you a perfect movie. How he played Idi Amin, the King of Scotland.
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker is insane.
100%, no lies.
But super underrated.
I think it's one of those things of when you're operating in the era of the likes of Denzel Washington.
How is it that Samuel L. Jackson does not have an Oscar?
He doesn't?
He doesn't. He doesn't.
Do you understand?
And for as long as he partners with someone like Quentin Tarantino, he will never get that Oscar.
No.
Because there's just something about the Academy that doesn't rate Quentin Tarantino movies. And that sometimes is that you'll see the greatest Samuel L. Jackson there.
Okay, let me help you understand. Leonardo DiCaprio is Quentin Tarantino's favorite. And he never had an Oscar because of his association with Quentin Tarantino. Mm.
Until The Revenant. And The Revenant isn't even his best work.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are people who are gifted in this world. We're not gonna... It's not like they're not good. Like, they're just not gonna be in your face. We know the media is owned by people with a specific agenda. Mm. And anybody who disrupts that agenda, you will never hear them in good light at all. There's gotta be... The only time they make headlines is when it's a scandal. They owe the revenue money or something. They're not Gerald. Gerald, everybody likes him. Everybody likes Gerald. He's a nice guy. Hi, Mr. Gerald. How are you, sir?
I'm awesome, man. Yeah, Samuel should have won an Oscar. Maybe Pulp Fiction, that was one of his big ones. You know, even all the Marvel stuff he does,
he
deserves to be recognized. Shaft, because it's a black movie, they don't watch those. But as a character, no, he's got presence, and you can't forget him.
Let's talk about somebody else who's got presence. Listen to this.
Hi, Taj. Good afternoon. I've been seeing on social media about the Prescription Act, which I believe states that debt collection has an expiry date. And the post I'm seeing indicates that loans have an expiry date of 3 years. Is this true? Does it apply to all loans? And how does it work? Thank you.
Thank you, baby. Gerard!
Definitely, Metro FM would like to advise all the listeners that the advice given here is not to be considered as financial advice, because we're not teaching you to be bad citizens, but we want to educate you so that you know your rights. The prescription of debt, let's put it simply. You've got a man, or you're a lady who's got a man, and he hasn't called you for 2 weeks. You haven't called him for 2 weeks. You're in a relationship, but nothing is going on. And 2 weeks becomes two months, and then before you know it is a year. And then you both realize the relationship actually is dead. That is what prescription is. It's a situation where you have a debt with a financial institution, and for whatever reason, they stop talking to you. They don't remind you that you owe them money, and you're not exactly running to remind them that you owe them money. And this period of 3 years where you haven't spoken to each other then falls under an act of law called the Prescription Act, which means that you've broken up. Financially, your financial contract is no longer there. Because remember, a contract brings two parties together. So once 3 years have passed, it's a financial divorce. You don't need to pay that money anymore. You haven't called me, I haven't called you. Now, it doesn't mean Metro FM listeners must start running away from people who they owe money, because it doesn't work like that. It means that they haven't tried reaching you, they can't find you, but you're staying at the same place, and automatically that debt can become prescribed. There are certain types of debt which will never be prescribed. Home loans, municipal debt, TV license, SARS, they can chase you for 30 years. And also, what financial institutions do when you do a runner when you're not picking up the phone? Remember, they can send you summons. If you don't reply the summons with a simple thing called a notice to defend, where you simply go to court and say, I can pay 10 rand, and you won't get the judgment. But most of us, we ignore the summons, and then it becomes a judgment. You can also not get prescription on a judgment. So that's how most companies do it. If they can't get all of you for 3 months, they're going to go for a default judgment, which means that for the next 30 years, they got you. But if for whatever reason, maybe the company you owe money, you know, goes bankrupt and no one's there to chase you, then obviously you don't have to pay anyone. And after 3 years, that debt is automatically written off. Also, some companies do not chase small debts. They're not going to chase you for 2 years, 3 years for 300 rand because they realize the cost of chasing you is not worth it. And often that's the kind of debt they will allow to become prescribed because 300 rand is not worth it for
not
them.
Not my dentist. Not my dentist. My dentist chased me for 640 bucks for four years.
It depends on the company, but definitely yes. Some larger companies, you know, won't chase you for a small amount of debt because they realize every time the lawyers call you, it's 40, 50 rand per call. Sometimes the lawyers charge 15 rand per SMS. And before you know it, they're like, no, this debt, let's just write it off. But this is not a free ticket. It's not a free ticket for Metro FM listeners to run.
Thank
but
you.
It's just saying, know your rights.
Thank you.
Because what often happens, Touch, is that you owe your doctor.
I like to go to news, and what you're saying is quite epic. Can you give it to me in 10 seconds?
All right. It means that they can't sell your debts to someone else as well. So if someone hasn't contacted you for 3 years, you can't suddenly get a ghost calling and saying, we are representing them. That debt is automatically prescribed.
Beautiful. That's why I really love Gerald.
Yep.
I told you, Mr. Nice Guy, thank you for the best advice. And we hope our listeners heard that correctly. They will find you. Don't be a fugitive. Thank you, Gerald, sir. See you again next Tuesday.
Thank you very much.